Hello everyone, this is the G-Town Show. Welcome back for a third week of hilarity
and statesmanliness
and statesmanly speech here. It's Friday afternoon and it's time to talk about all the sort of shit that's happened during the week. So, now Monica and Chris, and I'm Kate, Monica and Chris have just turned up here at my place. Laughing about some story that they wanted to tell me the story, but they've saved it for the podcast. So I'm now going to ask Chris, what is this story?
Well, we were driving past Aldi before, and we were discussing the various, you know, aspects of the shopping experience in shopping centres. And I work at a shopping centre. I work at Coles in Corio. So if you're from Geelong, pop up and say hello to me in the deli on the weekend. And what happened was, in Coles in Corio, there is a wee list at the front desk of problem customers. We call it our Coles blacklist. And a relative of mine is on this list. One of the few relatives I have in this country. And she's a bit of a mad woman. My granny thinks she's got a mental problem. But just quietly. But she's been blacklisted because she's a problem customer. She yells at everybody. And she came in one morning, one Saturday morning in January. And the bacon was on special, the Wrangler's bacon. She obviously wanted it for the breakfast. So she comes in, and there is no Wrangler's bacon, because it was only $9 a kilo or something. So it was on special, and so all the good people of Corio had gone and bought, you know, 10 kilos worth, and were freezing it for posterity. And she comes in, and there's no bacon, and one of my friends who works with me, he was serving as well. And she turns around to him when she finds there's no bacon. I got out of my sick bed this morning to come down in here to get some Wrangler's bacon. You don't have any Wrangler's bacon. Fucking ridiculous, so it is! And I'm like, I turned around and I thought, that's a Belfast voice. I wonder who. No, it couldn't be. Yes, it is. And there she was, standing there as bold as brass. And she goes, well, I got my rain check. I said, yeah, we can offer you the rain check. I said, well, I do want the rain check, but it's not going to do me any good, is it? I wanted the bacon now for this morning. I'm like, oh, Jesus. So, yeah, and she wandered off, and I said, Matt, who was it? That woman you were serving, what did you think of her? She was a bloody bitch, she was. I'm like, she's my auntie, you know, only by marriage, you know, not by blood. So it just goes to show, she's a nutcase. She turned up on St. Patrick's Day a few years ago. She made all her kids green, white and orange waistcoats and hats and were at Irish Murphy's from 9 in the morning. And I was there for the breakfast with Colin. I was there for the breakfast with my brother. And I went out to uni because it was a Monday. And I was meeting a friend, I was meeting Matt Trigg actually, back at Irish Murphy's. We're going to have a pint in the afternoon. And we're there and we're having our pint outside, you know, there's Irish music and everybody. And he goes, look at this lot over here. There was about 10 or 12 of them all dressed in their matching green, white and orange, you know, vests and, you know, old man grandpa caps. And he's like, look at this lot, they're really weird, look at them getting into it. And I said, well, that's my Auntie Bridget, and that's small there, and it was just very embarrassing. And also, she went to a funeral of some Protestant man from Belfast who lives here. They went to a funeral in 2005 or 2004 or something, and it was St. Patrick's Day, and they were all dressed in their green, white and orange at a Protestant funeral, Protestant orange man funeral, and then she dressed in the green, white and orange, ready to go down to Irish Murphy's for the celebrations afterwards, and she entwined rosary beads in his hands. Which is just not done in Protestants. So she's mad.
What, the dead man?
The dead man.
Oh my god. So. Oh my god, when you said I had to get out of my sick bed to come down here this morning.
Apparently she wasn't well. I had to come down here, my bloody sick bed, and come down here. Just thought, martyr to the cause.
She was desperate for that bacon.
She
that
was.
That mindless bacon.
That medicinal, rainless bacon.
Oh, speaking of the Catholic faith, did you see that wee laddie?
Which wee laddie?
That little boy that was killed in Northern Ireland.
When?
This week.
Really?
He was beaten up in some small town and they said it was a... What word did they use?
It was sectarian?
That's it.
Yeah, it would have been sectarian.
Beaten up. He was like 15.
Really?
He was beaten and then they stood on his head.
What, for being... That's quite common. What, from being Catholic?
They think it was because he was Catholic. Oh.
Fucking hell.
He was like 15.
Let's look that up.
It happened this week. Oh, it happened Wednesday.
I'll look it up on the internet.
It was on the news on Wednesday night.
Well, it's been a big week though in news, hasn't it? with, you know, your miners down the shaft and
please
such.
Please, no.
No, it just...
Did you see them on the footy show last night?
No.
They were not on the footy show.
No. They were?
Oh, for freak's sake.
Eddie's offered them $6 million to talk.
He didn't get his $6 million worth, I'll tell you that much.
No, I reckon last night would have been a freebie. And over the next week or so, there'll be some interview turn up with, like, Liz Hayes or something on instead of 60 Minutes.
The whole thing was the biggest load of bullshit I've ever seen. It made me fucking sick.
My dad sent me a joke yesterday regarding... It's not directly related to the miners, but I'll have to read it out. It's quite funny.
Is it derogatory?
Yeah, it is.
Is it derogatory about the miners?
It's not derogatory about the miners. What did they say? What did Beaconsfield and Collingwood have in common? They both killed Carlton on the weekend. Because of Richard Carlton.
That's quite clever.
My dad sends me messages like when the London bombings happened... He sent me this message saying,
oh, they didn't take long, did they, to get around the jokes about that?
No, it said, like, oh, London transport's terrible these days, cost you an arm and a leg.
Oh, that is
terrible. It's terrible. That's the sort of thing my dad would send me.
The thing about those jokes, right, that come out after disasters or whatever, is that they're always in poor taste.
Really,
and that really poor taste.
I like them.
My favourite one was the Princess Diana one. It's like, what does Diana stand for? Died in a nasty accident.
Oh, dear. That's not pleasant.
Yeah, so if you've got any, if you're listening and you've got any, like, poor taste, you know, within the jokes that came out within 24 hours of a disaster or major world event or celebrity death or something like that, email it to us. What's our email address, Monica?
TheGTownShow@optusnet.com.au. That's TheGTownShow@optusnet.com.au.
That's good.
Email us, please.
Yes, we'd be very good to hear from some of our subscribers.
Because people are subscribing, yet none of you have actually cared to email us.
We have had one completely independent non-friend of ours comment on our website.
Have we?
Yeah.
Someone
called Luke messaged in. Hi, if you're listening. Messaged in.
Hi, Luke.
Said about Whiz Fizz, snorting Whiz Fizz, and that it's not as painful as it sounds. Or is that we made it up to
be? Yeah, email us, you know, shape the show that you are listening to. If you are a loyal subscriber, and you obviously must be at the same time an escaped mental patient. But if you would like us to talk about something or you're interested, you know, we will talk.
And we
clearly.
Do.
Yeah, we will. We'll talk.
And we'll talk about anything.
Literally anything. Like, on the way here, I saw a...
Don't say husky. Was it a husky?
Oh, it was a samurai.
A what? A Samoyed.
Samoyed.
That is a husky. You saw a fucking Samoyed.
Yeah, Malamute.
A Malamute.
Right down Hayes Road.
I saw a Samoyed.
Who was walking the dog?
Some guy. He had this white beautiful...
There were two dogs.
Oh, did he have a black... He had a black and a white one. It was black and white.
I didn't see
it.
I was busy driving
the
car.
I did see it,
but only glanced because I was busy.
Peripheral.
It was peripheral.
It's not the
same way
in his peripheral vision.
But you know what else? I saw it down the town today. We're at the corner of Yara and Ryrie. And I turned around and looked at them.
I had
the front of Jokers. And there's this septuagenarian standing there with a face mask on, as if you know the way he like it's if we're in the middle of a SARS epidemic or living in LA.
Was it a Burberry face mask?
No,
it was a purple face mask. She was wearing pink sort of cardi. And she was just standing there, like as bold as brass, standing there. Just like,
the toxic fumes in Geelong are astounding. I mean, she was...
Obviously, she's still conserving her lungs. God knows what she's conserving for. She's not got long left in this earth.
No, she may as well just breathe it in.
When I used to work in an establishment that I won't mention on air, we used to have customers would come in face masks, like white face masks and gloves, and would not touch anything. Like, would not hand you the money. They would have to slide it on the counter and then pick it up.
Germaphobes.
Yeah, germaphobes.
But this woman, she's quite
white
obviously
skin, sort of like a Dennis Potter character.
Oh, yeah, with scabies. Or like, were they singing at the time?
No, there was no singing.
Were they in Opus Dei, perhaps?
Well, maybe
was Opus Dei. Those McDonald's ads now, not that I'm referring to a place of Micah's former employ, but they are a bit Dennis Potter now, aren't they? They're a bit like, you know, you're standing there doing something mundane and then all this kooky shit happens and you start singing
those
or running away from a walking
with
hamburger.
People's, with trapdoors opening in people's stomachs and their inner child's coming out.
Oh, that's
those
fucked.
Ads freak the living crap out of me.
I haven't seen these
ads.
I don't watch TV,
my God.
You see.
The ad starts like this.
That's the sound of the inner door coming open. And then a child... A
small child in a suit gets out.
Like a four-year-old or something.
Jill Pete, little kids are going to think that's where babies come from these days.
No, that's where... They're going to think that's where preschoolers come from.
Ad is a really scary ad.
Yeah, you're born toddler. You're born like 3.5, 4 years
the
old.
The ads scare me as a concept. Like, the music even is worse.
Yeah, it goes...
It's this sort of child making these weird, not real word sounds.
It's kind of like Finnish, kind of, you know.
And there's another ad for a car company, the Honda Civic, actually, that has this really similar, you know the ad I'm talking about? Where it's like the Honda Civic, now not everything will be as finished. And they drive past all their houses and it's just
this skeleton. This, like, macabre world.
It's, the music is really similar.
It's totally apocalyptic.
What channel are these on? Just all of them?
All the major channels.
Well, I might have to sit down and watch the TV the night.
No, they're really kooky.
They're scary. You don't want to see them.
And the little kids that come out of the trapdoor in the stomach are wearing the same clothes as the big person. And then the big person's face goes into this frozen...
It's just frozen.
It goes... And then, like... Sorry that it's not a video podcast, but it just does this frozen expression, and then the child just like emerges and walks off to McDonald's and buys like a deli choice roll.
All these like 4-year-olds are in McDonald's sitting there eating Helga's bread toast.
Yeah,
pita wraps.
Or even worse,
with string of pearls on, and you know.
When I was four, that's not what I wanted. I wanted hula hoops, and I wanted them now.
It was a really scary ad.
Wait, can I just say on that note, who wants more tea?
I'll go make a pot of tea.
No. Alright, you go make a pot of tea, darling.
Because I don't make tea.
Do you have a... We've got a pot. Would you like to make the pot?
Or bring the milk down?
Yeah.
No, I'll just do it this way.
Well, remember who's is who's, because I don't share cups.
Right, you're in the left hand, mine's on my left thumb, and Monica's is in the right hand.
Yeah, because there's not good facilities here for making tea.
There are not good facilities!
Not in the room of podcasts, so I have to go down to the weirdest kitchen in Christendom, I have to say.
We're not in Christendom.
I've seen a weirder kitchen... in Sydney. Go and make the effing tea, would you?
Oh,
were
you just talking about kitchens there?
Well, you can yell if you need to say something on the podcast. Yeah, well, it's very interesting. I think he's river dancing in the kitchen again.
Please don't. So, you should have run Rixons.
Blizz! Rixons.
Yeah. Have you got your hair done for your job interview?
I thought you had to be a hair model, you had to be a size 10 or something.
Well, you're sitting on a stage, probably.
Yeah, but...
They do your hair and might take a photo of it. Then the hair show will be like 6 months later and then they do it again. You've got to be on a stage.
But like
you're strutting down the catwalk.
Hopefully, yeah. That's the thing though. I think you need to be a size 10. They normally specify.
It says on the sign, hair models required inside, ask inside. And when you go inside, they'll go, no, sorry, you don't have thighs like a baby giraffe.
Exactly.
We can't experiment on your hair.
And they go, your hair's not good enough, you're too fat.
Sorry.
No, honestly, most of the time, sometimes they come right out and say it on the ad, they go, hair models required size 10. And I thought it was referring to what size your hair was. And I'm like, I should do that.
That means what size your head is.
Mum goes, no, you're not a size 10. I went, oh, that's a shame.
Maybe it's the size of your head.
Maybe it is the size of my head.
No.
In which case, my head is definitely not a size 10.
Dude, if you went in there and they told you that, you know, it sounds like a lawsuit waiting to happen. Dude, discrimination.
What kind of loss have you suffered, though?
But it's discrimination.
They wouldn't give you a free haircut.
Yeah, but most sometimes they make you contribute to the haircut. They make you pay, like, $20 for, like, the cost of the stuff that you get your hair done with.
Yeah.
Like for your high lift and for all that sort of gear.
For your blow wave and your foils and such.
Yeah.
Your Artex semi at the basin.
Exactly. For your two options.
Read the haircut. Oh, I've got this blister, the worst blister of all time, on my heel. I'm currently trying to surgically.
You'll get bloody septicemia.
Don't say that. That's a serious illness.
Yeah, and you're using dirty nail clippers that you just got off the table. Your brother probably clipped his dirty toenails with.
Yeah, but I'll follow up with the Betadine and it'll be alright.
Can I just say, on nail clippers, my sister will refuse to use anybody else's nail clippers in case she gets fungus.
Yeah, well, that's the reason why these were purchased. So that Dad could use the other ones to clip his fungusy toenails.
Oh. But nobody has fungus in our house. That's the point.
As if you don't have fungus.
As if
you've got fungus
have...
written all over your face.
Fungus!
Can you get me a pair of sterile scissors then?
No. Where am I supposed to find a pair of sterile scissors in your house?
Don't do that,
Probably in the most unlikely place I could possibly look.
Just put some Benadine on that, or put some get all that and just stick a band-aid over the top.
Okay, well, in the,
what are you doing with the
kitchen?
She's altering her body.
Don't clip the blister.
Why?
It's disgusting. You'll don't clip it. Something nasty.
You should, is the skin completely gone? You should have kept the skin and stuck it back on and put a band-aid over it and the skin would regrow.
It would not regrow.
It does.
Are you insane?
No, because I get blisters all the time through my river dancing.
Yeah, so
right?
Do I. I get blisters not through my river dancing, though. I get blisters through your river dancing.
You get blisters vicariously through me. But,
ear blisters.
That's right. But, when the skin comes off or is on its way off, I push it back in and then put a band-aid over it and the skin will grow over the top
that
of it.
That is just creating a human bacteria frat, honestly.
Well, I'm not dead yet.
What was that woman's name, that doctor that invented that spray-on skin? Isn't that a similar concept to that? Is it spray-on skin?
Stick-on skin.
Spray-on skin, barley.
She was the Australian of the Year.
Yes, she was.
She was a top woman, that woman. She's so smart.
Spray-on skin.
She's so intelligent. I couldn't believe she was Australian.
She had like 10 children.
Yeah, she's a real boon.
So, no.
Speaking of, though.
Don't do that. That's disgusting. Just put a band-aid on it and the skin will be fine.
Can you put Betadine straight on or do you have to dilute it?
Doesn't say. I didn't come from a Betadine family.
Yeah, well, I was more of a Dettol family too, but I can't be asked going and getting the Dettol cream.
Doesn't it say on there?
No, this is actually sore throat gargle.
Get the iodine.
Where'd you get that from?
The chemist. But I feel it's the same shit.
Yeah, what is this? Christy Meekledon left some of that at my house one time.
It's mostly iodine.
Why is Patrick Wigg calling me back?
Don't answer. Ooh.
Hello, Monica speaking.
Oh, God.
Why did you answer a phone in the middle of it?
Hello.
It's like a Truman Show around here.
Yep.
Sooner or later, I'm going to try and break out.
Dr. Greg who, sorry? Okay.
What is that stuff?
Iodine.
Okay.
Oh, you got the iodine. Got the iodine!
Now I'm just going to put it on my hoof.
Your hoof.
Yeah. Last one I got the foot bath.
Okay,
Yeah, I saw that in the car.
Okay, and excellent. I'll give you a ring on Monday then.
How was it?
It was really good.
Okay,
is
thank
it painful,
you so much.
It looks really painful.
No, it's not anymore.
You too.
Does iodine kill fungus? Because now you've got me worried about fungus.
Sorry, listeners.
Yeah, so you should be. We've been here talking about fecking blisters and fungus, and the reason of this blister is like my stupid shoes that I bought from Sydney. That look really beautiful. But
when you get new shoes, are they shoes that cover your foot, or is it, you know, something that digs into it, like a strappy
thing? Either or. Mostly things that cover, because then they sort of rub.
Beauty is pain, and
but
then
with things that cover,
you're in death.
If you know you're getting new shoes, you should always put a band-aid on for as a preventative measure.
But
I didn't ever knew that.
The thing is, though, is sometimes shoes that are really well made probably won't rub you. Like,
yeah, you're manually blind.
If you go and spend $500 on a pair of Jimmy Choo shoes, they're not going to rub you. They're going to be perfectual. Some, like, shoes we bought from Paddy's Markets that were $25.
I've never set foot inside Paddy's Markets, and I never will, for one. And for another thing, they were $70, which is still cheap.
That's still cheap.
We got taken to Paddy's Markets because they thought we were bona fide foreigners, but when actually we just live in Durham.
It's not full of Irish people. It's full of...
No, it's just that we were... No, it's not full of Aussie people. It's full of Chinese people selling Aussie souvenirs.
Made in China.
Other sort of like really bad clothes. I remember I bought this.
Direct from Guangzhou. It's like
there once, which is awful.
It's like an official permanent Beckley Market.
It's terrible. It's a horrid
place. Another place you'll find
I can't
Bridget.
Believe the fucking thing is actually on like the tourist map. It's disgusting.
Yeah,
struck off the tourist map.
It's a fun place to go though. Like, it's fun to go into. It's not like, oh god, I'm going shopping. I've got to go to Paddy's Market. I'm going to pick up some beautiful little outfit to wear on the town. It's a fun place to go and look at.
Well, some people go there to buy an outfit on the town. Like, the people who are sporting Von Bitch instead of Von Dutch
will
all go to
where
Paddy's
I went
Marcus.
To Sydney in year 12 for, like, a school trip, we did go. It was a day at Paddy's Market, and I bought, like, a Smashing Pumpkins t-shirt. And
so that sort of thing you can get away with buying it.
Yeah, and a cute little black top that I wore out, which was a cute little black going-out top, which was, like, $10. You know, it was the sort of thing you buy to pray.
Mm.
It was a cute little going-out top. Which I bought and I wore a lot.
Mm.
It was sort of black and it had like it looked like it had like this funny sort of thread through it, some sort of spangly. It was really cute.
Mm.
But I wouldn't go there and go.
No, you wouldn't go, oh god, I'm going out tonight to the clubs I have to go to Paddy's Market to buy the stuff, you know.
I've got to go and buy myself a new outfit from Paddy's Market. No, you wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't. It's like going to buy Rip Rip if you're going down to the, you know, the surfing championship.
Yeah,
Rip Rip. Or there's also Rip Torn, I think.
Rip
which
Torn.
Is also a bloody actor.
Yeah, that actor Rip Torn.
That actor Rip Torn. He's in Wonder Boys.
What, is there an actor called Rip Curl?
An actor called Rip Torn.
Actor called Rip Torn.
No, but you said as well. I thought there was another actor involved.
No, she's...
Ow, that hurts!
Just rub.
I won't rub. I'm not
How
touching it.
How much have you put on it? That's quite a considerable amount of cream. For those listening, it's enough cream to... It's, the blister's about the size of a 5-cent coin.
You don't need that much. You need just a little bit and rub it around
That's
in the middle
dollop.
And around the outside.
No, I like to put a lot on.
But
it creates a barrier.
Are you putting a Band-Aid on it?
No. I'm just going to let it fester for a while.
Dude,
it'll start to bubble, I'm sure, with the amount of... It'll go...
No, it won't.
Fizzle.
I have to work it in under the skin.
Oh, that sounds awful.
I hope you're not eating your breakfast if you're watching this podcast. Well, actually, I hope you're not watching, because that would mean you have a camera in my house.
You are watching, hello.
I downloaded, speaking of cameras and watching in houses, I downloaded and set up Skype this morning.
Oh, did you? So were you on the Skype this morning?
No,
you?
I wasn't on the Skype this morning because I didn't have time to be on the Skype this morning.
Skype is just the new ICQ with voice.
Did you get Skype or did you get Skype Talk?
Skype Talk. I don't know. Whatever.
There's a Skype 2. I read about it in the Age yesterday, but I don't know where you can get this Skype 2 from.
Skype 2, isn't that the one you pay for?
No, it's free.
No, but there is one you can pay for.
No, there's a section. There's a section of Skype.
Skype, you can pay. You can pay, say, $20 onto your Skype account and make voice calls through Skype for free, like STD calls and stuff. Like,
yeah, if you put money on your Skype account, I can ring Ireland.
Like those IP phones. Yeah. Yep. So IP, you have to pay for those IP accounts though.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes your call costs are like 1 cent.
Is that what we're getting in uni?
No. You have like an IP account sent up. So, you know how much mobile calls, like there's a flag charge and all that sort of stuff,
mm-hmm.
and there's a call rate per minute.
Yeah.
You can call a mobile on sort of like on these, through these sort of internet for like a dollar for an hour. Things like that.
So that'd be really handy.
How come you've got your boots on my couch? Take those shit off.
They're clean, dude.
I don't care. Get them off. Come on.
Feet, I feel.
You haven't got stinky feet. What is this? The late 90s?
I've been on the move since 9 a.m.
Well, I'd rather smell your feet than have your Converse all over my suede couch.
Actually, they smell.
Well, I'm gonna add my feet to the malaise.
No, yours will smell.
They won't smell.
They smell beautiful. They smell Converse.
I washed my feet more recently than you've washed
your
feet.
They smell like that rubber that was invented in the 1950s.
They smell like Chuck Taylor basketball.
Hey, no, that's good. Check out my surgical dressing. It's good.
Dude.
What this surgical dressing consists of, listeners, is cream that was dolloped on and now has worked its way, it's spreading around the foot. It's going to take over. It's like some sort of virus.
Who the hell are you, Dr. Finlay's casebook? I know about it.
I'm good at dealing with blisters and anything generally in the foot area.
Okay, speaking of feet, right?
Yes.
Italy looks like a foot.
Yes.
Or a boot.
A boot.
Well, Italy's not in the Eurovision, right?
No, they...
Speaking of not... What?
They don't participate after.
No, they have the San Remo thing now. Speaking
of pasta.
No, they have a San Remo song contest.
Where all the different areas of Italy.
Yeah, just all a bunch of Italian people get together and sing against each other.
What, like Italian Idol?
Yeah.
Basically.
But it's called the San Remo song contest.
Do you know the format for the Eurovision Song Contest has been sold to the United States so that US all the states in the US
have
their own, you know, US
oh,
division.
No.
Yeah.
Oh no.
I don't know whether it's been set up yet.
For those of you who can't see, Monica's face has twisted into this incredulous version of her mother.
Oh, we've all joked about how we'd like there to be sort of like, you know, Eurasia vision. Or
I want an Asia Vision contest.
Yeah, Asia Vision.
I really want Asia Vision.
Any time you make another song contest, it just takes another chip out of the Eurovision armour.
Yeah, but it makes no
sense, does it? Wait, I had to say that. Because, no, but we
Italy,
have to talk
Eurovision.
About Eurovision,
right,
before,
Eurovision
before this podcast runs out.
Well,
not that it's running out. Yeah, well, that's true, but do people want to listen forever?
Yeah.
They can always just turn off, can't they?
Well, or they can skip forward and backwards. The beauty of a long podcast is that, you know, you can always come back to it.
Yeah, actually, that's true. So even though we're 24 minutes into it, which is a world record for the G-Town show.
Well,
we should just podcast for nearly an hour if we can. I mean, why not?
Most people do.
Yeah, all right. We'll
do at least 45 minutes.
We're gonna keep. I just like. I think a short podcast is a good podcast.
No, but see, most people are after long podcasts.
Have you done the market research on
this?
No,
I have. No, but for if you look on the internet, you look at all the different podcasts. They go for about an hour. Okay. Especially seeing we haven't done one in a few weeks.
We did one last week, but it wasn't that fun.
Yeah, it was like a lethargic premenstrual podcast.
It really was. We especially when Eddie comes in hard
night. The one last week wasn't that funny, and we didn't do one the week before.
No, so that's why we need to do a special bumper edition.
I'm thinking, this is great, though, we're sort of brainstorming our podcast on our podcast. It's really meta. then we'll just discuss this now, but I'm vibing that next Friday we'll have a special bumper Eurovision podcast.
We should podcast during the semi-finals.
And I've even got a better idea. We'll get my brother on. We'll have a guest.
Will your brother come down?
Skype him in?
We'll guest my brother on. We'll guest him in.
How physically are we going to get his voice?
Pick me. Go to our office after hours. We've got a TV. Get him on the conference call phone, speaker phone. And they all sit around. Watch the Eurovision.
Next Friday's the semi-final.
Yeah. We can just do it at uni on the Friday. Because I'm pretty sure the new IP phones will be there. It doesn't really matter. Because we've got a speakerphone in the office anyway. But we'll just phone him in. We'll have a guest. Why shouldn't we have a guest?
If anybody wants to be a guest on our podcast, give us an email and you can come and join us. What is the email address, Monica?
The GTAD show at optusnet.com.au.
And for the spelling, just go on the old Podomatic website.
Yeah, THEGTHOWN.
It's not THOWN. Tony's not spelled with a TH, Monica.
THEGTON, the G-Town Show.
No, but you spelt time, G-T-H-O-W-N, yes.
No, the second time you spelt it T-O-U-N.
On the tune.
On the tune. That's because my...
T-H-E-G... T.
No! That's the GT show!
No, GT. G-Town. G-T-O-W-N. The G-Town show. T-H-E. For the. G. For Geelong. T-O-W-N-S-H-O-W. The G-Town show.
Of course nobody's emails. Because the email access didn't exist at the last podcast and nobody was actually...
No, I did it straight away.
Yeah, but we didn't mention it on air.
Oh no, we've had it for 3 weeks.
Yeah, so we've now spent about 2 minutes spelling it for you, so you all should be emailing
it. You better email us. Stat.
Is it just me or is everyone's voice giving me shingles?
I think it was just from that then.
I think it was just from that.
Problem with the spelling.
What were you saying?
What was your original... points about the Eurovision.
I wanted to have a chin wag about the Eurovision.
No,
we haven't actually had a chin wag about the Eurovision.
San Remo Song Contest. The San Remo Song Contest.
Well, I've never been to the San Remo Song Contest.
Is it sponsored by the pasta brand?
That's what I was thinking, is it?
Good work.
Well, so.
Where is San Remo?
It's been going for years. My fucking blister. It's been going for years.
Is it somewhere in the north?
That's San Marino. That's a separate principality.
No, I think San Remo is in the north. I think they're blonde in San Remo.
They're blonde.
Yeah, you got to know the northern part of Italy, they're all blonde.
Okay, if anyone knows whether people in San Marino are blonde...
Just get the atlas out and I'll tell you, because they'll say it's in the north. How many... doesn't matter.
Yeah, they're sort of a bit more Bavarian or
something. They're sort of blondies. Yeah.
They're more Aryan down in Switzerland.
Then you're down in your south, they're quite dark, because we all know why.
No, I don't.
Because they were colonised by the Moors. Not the Moops.
The Moors.
I don't know what to do. I'm really worried Reece set sepsemia now.
I was being
facetious. Don't be silly about sepsemia.
No, but it's true because when I did that rowing module, they told you that like one time a guy died because he had septicemia.
You won't get septicemia from having a blister.
But that's what he got it from.
Well, you won't.
You won't get septicemia if you've put something on it now. You weren't like gnawing at it with brittle teeth or rubbing a butter knife against it or something.
You didn't get the blister by having your foot rubbed with a rusty, you know, pole or something.
A rusty cage?
Well, he got his from rowing and I got mine from walking in dangerous shoes. And they're pretty much the same thing if you ask me.
You don't have supermodels keeling over and dying of septicemia every single day.
Well, because they wear Melaleuplonics.
No, they don't. They wear crappy shoes at fashion shows.
Yeah, because it detracts from the $5,000
Armani suit and they're not wearing a spanking pair of shoes. They're wearing generic model shoes that are size 13.
Exactly,
because
it would take the
Yeah, it's like when you go into a shop and you try a frock on, they have the shop shoe that you can try on.
Yeah.
I hate those shop shoe down at Bloody Crimson and Clover. And
the shop shoe!
They've had that shop shoe there for years.
But you know how funny is when you actually go to a shop and the shop shoe is actually a nice shoe?
Yeah, and you think, I like this shoe?
I think I like this shoe. Where do they get this shoe from? And you sort of...
A shop shoe shop.
You consider stealing the shop shoe? Because the shop shoe is
this
never...
is the most bizarre conversation
I've ever
been
party to. The shop shoe is never your size. It's always two sizes too big. But when it is your size, you think, this is a bit coincidental. I'm convinced that I should steal this shop shoe. Do you think anyone would notice if I did steal the shop shoe?
I don't think they'd notice if you stole the shop shoe until you left, and then there'd be no one to put the shop shoe on.
Someone went back in. And because lots of times in the changing room, they have the shop shoe just there in the corner. So then you clear out with the shop shoes. And they're not going to notice till someone else comes in and wants to try on a frock.
Can you stop saying shop shoe?
I like the shop shoe. I like the concept of the shop shoe. Perhaps you should go into business making shop shoes.
What the F?
No, stop. I don't want to watch a DVD.
Stop.
You cannot do this to the disc at this time. I don't like that message. I'd like to be able to do whatever I want
with
to any disc at any time.
What is this disc?
Is it The Office? No.
No, not with Universal at the beginning.
Oh, I think I'm going to get sued for that. Stop! Oh, it's a... What the? Here we go. Fashion TV. That's what I'm talking about, really.
First fit, Naomi Campbell. Will we see her throwing a phone at somebody? Wasn't that
her?
Here she is.
It's Naomi
Campbell. They're not a shop shoe.
That's not... See, Monica, this is what I'm talking about. Naomi Campbell, for those of you at home, is wearing some sort of, like... You know, lambskin.
Doesn't even look like Naomi Campbell.
Well, you can't see her face because it's obstructed by
in
some
fact,
sort of
I don't think that is Naomi Campbell.
It is
I
Naomi
think that's
Campbell.
Just someone with that looks a bit like her with that hat over her.
And
face.
See that shoe? That's not a generic shoe. That's a Tommy Hilfiger shoe.
I don't like Tommy Hilfiger. Sorry, did we just? We can't probably say that.
We can say anything. It's an opinion. We're not saying that they are bad. You're just saying that you don't like them.
No, I meant, are we allowed to mention that on there?
Yes, why not? Of course. It's fair play. It's fair criticism in that.
Yeah, everybody's entitled to their opinion.
I got 50 out of 100 for intellectual property. I should know what I'm talking about half the time. Actually, I probably only got about 45 and they just scraped me through.
We can talk about just things off. Half the
well,
time.
Well, the poor wee girl will skip her through.
I think Naomi Campbell's time in the limelight is over. I feel she's sort of early 90s to mid at best. I think she should just give up the ghost and just quit.
Perhaps she's only sort of relevant in like a tribute sense. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, the best of.
Yeah, best
well,
which is
my,
what we're which is
well,
what we're
where
watching
is my Christy Turlington? Where is my Amber Valletta?
Christy Turlington wigged out. She had to go to rehab and she now is a yoga fanatic. She couldn't go on the catwalk.
Dude, she is better than that. She has a graduate in literature from Harvard. You know why she gave up modeling because she was diagnosed with emphysema.
That's right, it was emphysema. That's what was wrong with her. She smoked a pack a day.
She nearly died, but she's got like an honours degree in literature from Harvard.
Oh my God, we're like sisters.
Her house has a really impressive degree, but not from Harvard.
Who?
Cindy Crawford has a degree in marine biology. That's how she paid for her college degree by modelling, and then went, this is making me more money than marine biology ever will, and I don't have to stick my arm in blowholes. So I'm just going to walk up and down a catwalk.
That's a really wrong choice of risk, which is probably
high. It was purposely a visual image. Purposely.
That's alright, because we are working in the medium of audio.
We are working in the oral medium.
I'm going to start doing a fashion podcast and just like do it in this sort of fashion accent. Like they do on this channel. Fashion.
No, but it's really breathy.
Yeah, and it's just such a mid-Atlantic mixed with Eastern European drawl. It's really great.
Because you get on models who, if you know, have the breathily.
Shh. Oh, it's Little Birdie.
Yeah, it's Little...
How
queer. They're playing Little Birdie on...
That's queer, isn't
that
it?
That is so queer.
Weird when this, like, Australian music sort of goes over there. And you know what it makes me think? It makes me think that, like, your Sasson Bide, we're just sort of strutting around in some sort of little top and a jean and we're listening to Little Birdie and some weird Europeans heard it.
Yeah, and so they thought it was cool.
Yeah, that's what makes me think.
Yeah, it's
or sort
me
of Colette Dinigan was sort of listening to her iPod with Little Birdie. Oh, I can't believe I just said Colette Dinigan and iPod in the same sentence.
I can't believe you said Colette Dinigan iPod and Little Birdie in the same sentence. That's pretty much the trifecta, if you know what I mean.
It's great.
It's really good.
I don't understand. Where do you stop?
That's the thing about podcasting. How do you make it stop?
You don't. You just keep talking. I'm now in my kitchen. I'm making dinner. That's a podcast, isn't it?
Oh, I like that top.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
You can't really say things like that in the podcast because nobody's seeing what we're watching.
I can say what I like. It's my podcast. Either listen or don't. I'm not going to make any more or less money.
It's my podcast and I'm going home.
Exactly. Hey, I think I'm thinking I might start busking, right? Because I've got no fucking money. And it doesn't matter how bad you are. You'll still get money if you busk.
Yeah, but what, 5 cents? You don't have a permit to busk.
In Geelong?
You have to pay $30 or something to get a busking permit.
It's more like 60 or 70.
Is it really?
Yeah. It might be $30 in Geelong.
Last time I looked was like 10 years ago when I was still doing music.
In Geelong, it's about $30. But if you want to busk in like a city, like a proper capital city, it's about $70 or $80 to busk. So if that's for a year, I'm sure you'd be a beautiful little busker, but you're going to make up that $80.
Yeah, exactly. But what would you busk? Would you take your ukulele tone?
Yeah, because it's the only effing instrument I can play.
Maybe you can busk with that oboe.
I could busk with the oboe if I could get a noise out of it without contracting a hernia.
Herpes. I thought you were going to say without contracting herpes.
That's what I thought you were going to say. No, because...
It was that really strong H sound. H.
Do you know, in Belfast, in all seriousness... if you were pulled over by the paramilitary dog...
With the ukulele, you'd be arrested.
Well, yeah, but the letter H, Catholics would say H, and Protestants would say H.
According to the Macquarie Dictionary, that's a fallacy.
It's not a fallacy, though.
But you perpetuated that fallacy by saying to me, you bloody Catholics, you're saying H.
I say it because...
So my dad says H, you say H.
We say H. Like, Catholics in Belfast would say H.
No, it's H that the Catholics say.
When I say H or H, I never even think of what I'm saying. Sometimes it comes out. I don't even know if I'm saying
you
it.
You say H.
Do I?
I'm going to sing a song about Catholics. Right. So give me that flicker. I need to put the mute on.
What? I don't think that's appropriate.
We'll have to add Catholic to our podcast description.
You might spread sectarian violence upon
another 15-year-old boy in Ballymena or wherever it was might
get
killed.
That's exactly, I think it was Ballymena.
It would be Ballymena because that's the only place where that sort of thing would take
place. Ballymena was a little place.
In Ballymena, a song now.
In Ballymena, they're all from the country. They talk funny in Ballymena.
You should have seen all the crazy outfits they were wearing.
They're in Ballymena, right? They talk like this down in Ballymena. They talk about the coos down in Ballymena, right?
And they get really, really upset when there's no rhyme with bacon. They're not interested in a rain check.
No, exactly right. But Ian Paisley, do you know who Ian Paisley is? He's some sort of virulent orange Protestant. He's not orange.
No, but like, I don't know if we should be talking about this sort of thing on our podcast.
Well, then can I sing a song for fuck's sake?
About Catholics?
Catholics say H. It really grates on my ears every time I hear a Catholic say H. It could be anywhere, even at the beach. That's why I don't like it when Catholics say H.
My God! If that doesn't inspire sectarian violence, I don't know what will. I'm telling you what, it will inspire violence against ukuleles and the people that play them.
The boon, though, of a ukulele is even if someone is inspired to commit violence against you for playing one, you can just go down and buy another one for $20.
That's right. My dad has got like an arrangement of Somewhere Over the Rainbow with ukulele and orchestra.
Hang on.
When we went to Grandstock, she took the ukulele. I don't know what she for.
Did. Way up high. We should be roaming around in grass skirts singing Aloha Oi.
Oi Vey, is what I say. That's enough.
Stop it. Now you're singing in the style of a Wurzel.
That's enough.
I was singing the style of a land that I heard of.
I can play Avril Lavigne.
You looked away, then I looked back at you.
That's enough.
That's enough. Put the ukulele down.
That's enough. Next week, Kate Gladwell will be playing
the oboe.
Playing Complicated by Avril Lavigne on the recorder.
While singing it through my nose.
Tune in for that one.
Do you remember Melody Pops that you used to get?
Yes, Push Pops.
Yeah, well,
Melody Pops was shit, because as soon as you sucked on it, you couldn't play
it. That's right. You still get a little star on the rap when you unwrapped.
We got them one night. It was Simone and Lisa and I, and we sat there and we did Vivaldi's Spring.
Oh, for God's sake.
On Melody Pops.
They weren't meant for sort of your bloody...
I'd like to hear, you know.
Yeah, what? This is the Vivaldi clarinet concerto in C major. You're absolutely talking shit.
No, but we did it. I'll have to do it next time.
No, don't.
All right, seriously.
A kid can play a bloody ukulele.
Yeah, well, next week on our Magical Musical Jamboree, right, which is going to take away another 40 minutes of your life that you'll never be able to get back, Chris is going to play... What instrument?
No, we said specifically we were going to talk about Eurovision next week.
We haven't talked about Eurovision yet today. We were supposed to.
No, fuck. We're talking about that next week. Yeah, you're going to have to Skype me in too, because I might be in Sydney.
How are you going to be Skyped when you're in Sydney? How will we get to you to be Skyped?
I don't know. In the internet or something?
Well, how are you going to connect to the interweb?
I don't know.
Interweb.
Well, maybe you two can just do the podcast. Or maybe you should come to Sydney and we'll do it from a hotel room.
On Friday, I'm going to be at Queenscliff.
Well, she's going to be in effing Queenscliff.
No, it finishes on Friday.
I'll come back Friday afternoon.
Fuck, that's Friday afternoon.
All right, well, these are matters we can talk about behind the scenes, probably.
Yeah, we don't need to discuss them in front of the viewers, as it were. Or listeners, as it were.
Do you have anything else to say? Because I'm going to shut down this podcast.
Yeah, I think we should... we've said enough, and we've said it actually too much, in fact.
We've already said far too much. So email us in, keep subscribing, tell all your friends and neighbours.
Yeah, Michael, what's that email address?
thegtownshow@opusnet.com.au. I'm not spelling it either.
The spelling was happened about 20 minutes ago, so yeah. You can refer back to that.
Alright, everyone. Well, it's been lovely to have you with us, as always, even though we don't know who you are and what form you take.
So email us and tell us.
Have
we Googled ourselves and seen if we've come up?
Yeah, we're on iTunes.
We come up on iTunes and we come up on unce.podomatic.com.
But do we come up if you type the G-Town Show into Google, do we come up?
Well, we'll try that.
We will.
Listeners, Google us and see if it comes up.
We'll Google it.
And until we hear from you, a special big kiss to Luke. Thank you for leaving a lovely comment.
Thank you for your comments about Whiz Fizz.
Yeah, and, you know, many Whiz Fizz adventures to you. And we'll talk to everyone next week for our wonderful Eurovision special. Okay, then. Bye.
Bye. Bye.